I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And I think Maddie is coming up this morning. Morning, Calvin. How are you? Good. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Brandon. So I wanted to talk about love. I don't know where you're at in your English curriculum at school, but do you know if English is a noun or a verb or both? You're not good enough. That's okay. I think it's both, but today I want to talk about love as a verb. Do you know the three tenses of verbs in English? It's okay. So there, in English, we have three tenses for verbs: past, present, and future. In Greek, there are seven tenses. We're not even going to get into that. We're just going to talk about the past, present, and the future. So this week, one of your good friends, Isabel, lost her granddaddy. Her granddaddy died. And the reason I want to talk about love today is because I often say this at funerals, but I think it's important to say it so that everybody hears it, and that is that love never ends, right? Even though somebody we love or care about dies, we don't say, oh, I loved them, or they loved me. We continue to say it in the present. I love them. They love me. Because love doesn't end. Even though somebody dies, our love for them doesn't end, and their love for us doesn't end. So about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, Brandon's granddaddy died. So Brandon could say, not I loved my grandpa, but I love him, because your love for him doesn't end. Just like his love for you doesn't end. And so I just wanted to remind us all of that today. You know, sometimes it hits differently at a funeral, but the truth is it's true all the time, that love never ends. We don't use love in the past tense. We use it in the present tense. Love never ends. Isabel's granddaddy loves her, and she loves him, and she always will. Yeah. Do you have any questions about that? Yes. So Calvin said he feels like when you love someone very much, when you have a strong bond with them, it hurts more when they die than if you had a friend who you knew casually. You'd feel bad for them and their family, but the grief and the pain and the sadness is stronger when it's somebody that you really love. And that's absolutely true. I've heard a lot of things about grief, but one of the things I've heard is that grief is love that we don't know what to do with anymore. So when somebody we love dies, we love them so much, and we miss them so much, and we have all of this love for them that we don't know what to do with, and it kind of gets jumbled up and mixed up and becomes grief, and that's why it can be so painful and so overwhelming, because the closer we are to somebody, the harder it is and the sadder it is and the more pain we feel when they die. That's absolutely true. Well, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for Calvin and Maddie. And thank you for the gift of love. Help us to remember that love is not a past tense verb, but a present tense, that love never, ever ends. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Thank you for coming up, Maddie.